David Murray's new album, Ming's Samba, from the CBS subsidiary Portrait Records, is his first for a major American company. Still, Murray's not exactly underexposed. He's recorded well over 24 records, most for widely distributed European labels, and he's a member of the high-profile World Saxophone Quartet. It's also worth remembering that his earliest albums, dating back to 1976, came out on American independent labels, which now, as then, remain committed to adventurous jazz. Murray was a bit of a radical when he first hit the scene, but he's mellowed a lot since then. He lets out impassioned squeals on his tenor sax fairly often, but he has a big, pretty sound and swings hard, and his noisier outbursts always make sense in context. Listen to David Murray on his Brazilian-styled tune, Ming's Samba. Best things about David Murray's new album is that every track has a pretty melody, like the ballad Nowhere Ever After by his sometime collaborator, cornetist Butch Morris. Murray's breathy attack recalls the great tenor balladeer Ben Webster, but his pressurized falsetto sets him apart from his model. Plays bass clarinet on Walter's Waltz. He updates a forgotten genre known as gaspipe clarinet. That's a percussive novelty style of the 1920s. With David Murray on his new album are pianist John Hicks, bassist Ray Drummond, and drummer Ed Blackwell, three of the best current players of their respective instruments. Listen to the way they tug in three directions while still forging ahead on Butch Morris's tango Spooning. I love that overstated tango beat, the kind of thing you'd hear played for laughs in an old cartoon or comedy sketch. David Murray's willingness to use ostensibly corny stuff like that, or gaspipe clarinet, separates him from other so-called neo-traditionalists. Unlike them, he doesn't have a narrow view of what's worthy of revival, which is one reason he can move so naturally between polite and unruly playing. Every jazz musician draws on the past, one way or another. History teaches the smart ones that the way to make their mark is to find their own voice. David Murray has found his.